From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. Coming up, listening to President Bush with a family in New Orleans. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. First, every now and then you actually can hear the gears of history turn a notch or so. And that clanking sound now is coming from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in Washington.
21 senators sit on that committee, and in a 12-9 vote today, they opposed President Bush's policy on the war in Iraq. They approved a resolution stating Mr. Bush's plan to increase troops in Iraq is not in the national interest of the United States.
Here's the chairman of the committee, Senator Joe Biden of Delaware.
Our resolution of disapproval is not, I emphasize, not an attempt to embarrass the president. It is not an attempt to demonstrate isolation. What it is, it's an attempt to save the president from making a significant mistake with regard to our policy in Iraq.
NPR's David Wellner has been in the committee meeting. He joins us to review the highlights. David, how did it go?
Well, Alex, the resolution was passed on a vote of 12-9. However, there was only one Republican in the committee who voted for it, Nebraska's Chuck Hagel, who was a co-sponsor of the resolution. This was really a vote, in essence, of no confidence in President Bush and his decision to increase the number of troops going to Iraq. And I think a lot of Republicans disagree with that, but they didn't like the sort of frontal tone of the resolution and decided to wait for something that may be a bit more palatable to the White House.
So they disagree with more troops in Iraq, but they don't like this particular resolution. A lot of emotional language on this today, and indeed some of it came from Nebraska Senator Chuck Hagel, the sole Republican vote for this. Here he is.
To the young men and women we asked to go fight and die and their families, they deserve a policy equal to their sacrifice. In my opinion, the opinion of others may be in this body, we do not now have that policy. To ask these people to go out and lay their lives on the line for what? This is not a defeatist resolution. This is not a cut and run resolution. We are not talking about cutting off funds, not supporting the troops. This is a very real, responsible addressing of the most divisive issue in this country since Vietnam. Yes, sure, it's tough. Absolutely. And I think all 100 senators ought to be on the line on this. What do you believe? What are you willing to support? What do you think? Why are you elected? If you wanted a safe job, go sell shoes. This is a tough business. But is it any tougher, us having to take a tough vote, express ourselves, and have the courage to step up, than what we're asking our young men and women to do? I don't think so.
That's Republican Senator Chuck Hagel speaking before the vote on this resolution. Let me just note, David, that last night in his State of the Union speech, the president directly asked Congress to at least give his new plan a chance, and he does have Republican support for that, people speaking up for him on this committee today. Here's Senator Richard Lugar from Indiana at this committee vote today.
I oppose this non-binding resolution on the basis that it's the wrong tool for this stage in the Iraq debate. It is unclear to me how passing a non-binding resolution that the president has already said he will ignore will contribute to any improvement or modification of our Iraq policy.
So, David, that is a vote from Senator Lugar against the resolution. It passed nonetheless. And now what?
Well, this will go to the Senate floor probably early next week. When it does, there will be a substitute resolution that's sponsored by several Republicans, including Virginia's John Warner. And it, in essence, also disagrees with the troop increase in Iraq. But it's in language that many Republicans feel more comfortable with. They feel it's less partisan and less of an attack on the president.
So more to come on this week, but a defeat on Iraq for the president today. The first one, I think. NPR's David Wellner from Capitol Hill. David, thank you.
You're quite welcome, Alex.